Good afternoon. My name's Joshua Clark. I'm here with Kristen Lowe from KristenLowLaw.com, presenting a divorce resource podcast series. Today's topic is how to get the most out of the attorney-client relationship. Good afternoon, Kristen. How are you?
I'm doing well, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and credentials, Kristen?
Sure. So I have been practicing family law since 2005 after I graduated from law school at UC Davis. And today we're talking about the attorney-client relationship, and I've had lots of clients over the years, so I'm really excited to kind of share the best results that we've gotten over the past almost decade now.
Wonderful. Generally, when a client calls in or when a prospective client calls in, I'm the first person they talk to. And something that happens over and over and over again is clients will call in and they'll begin by saying, I need to talk to Kristen. And sometimes, generally, you know, it's just not. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about how to get client questions answered sort of as quickly and effectively as possible. There are some things that they do need to talk to you or one of our other attorneys about, and there are some things that they just don't. The key concept here is the concept of legal advice. Often I will have clients call up or prospective clients who say, oh, I just have one quick question. Just one quick question. Should I? And then I pause, because anytime someone asks, should I? That's not a question that I can generally answer. That falls under the rubric of legal advice. And the California State Bar does not allow non-lawyers to dispense legal advice. So if you ask me a question starting with, should I, probably I'm not going to answer. Also, I'm going to try my very hardest not to start any question with, I recommend, because I don't recommend anything. I am happy to answer many questions, though. Right, I can answer questions about legal information or procedures. Where is that line drawn, Kristen?
If you're asking for advice on a specific course of action, what is best for me? How should I do this? What do you think is best? Do you recommend? I'm relying on your opinion. Those type of things tend to be under the realm of legal advice, and you should only want to get answers from an attorney. I mean, the answer is that we went to school for this. That's our profession. We're trained to give the best legal advice possible. And asking for advice from non-lawyers typically means you're not going to get as high quality of an answer, or unfortunately, sometimes not even the correct answer. And the last thing clients want to do is be led astray because they're relying on advice from people who aren't experts.
Absolutely. I mean, my answer is always, when people ask, I will say up front, wow, am I not an attorney? I absolutely do not have these answers, but that's okay. We have an office full of attorneys. There are many people here who can give those answers. So I actually wanted to talk a little bit then about how we organize things here in our office. The legal advice, legal information distinction is one that holds true across all law offices in California. Non-lawyers can tell you how to fill out a form sometimes, how long you need to wait, what the court filing deadlines are. They can tell you all sorts of things. They're not going to be able to give you legal advice. But when you call our office and you have a question, there's a process we go through in figuring out, you know, who's going to answer your question. Generally, when a client calls in, I'm going to be the fellow they talk to that they ask the question of first. And sometimes I'm going to be able to answer it. Often I'm going to need to get it to someone else. So let's start actually just by talking about my job, legal assistant or admin. What would you say we do here, Kristen?
Well, I guess the better way to say it is you provide communication services to our clients. You are on the front line. You're there to hear them. You're there to listen to them. You're there to basically guide them to the answer. You may have the answer, you may not, but your job, I see it as kind of directing the client to the right place to ask their question.
Okay.
Whether they should stop with you, go to the paralegals, or make an appointment to meet with me or one of the other attorneys.
Kind of a human Google.
Exactly.
I guess the next step up then, not quite an attorney, but not a legal assistant, would be our paralegals. That would be Christine and Melissa. Now, Christine and Melissa, their primary interaction with the clients, where would they mostly be working with the clients?
Well, a lot of divorce cases require mandatory forms. So they are basically the how do I people.
Gotcha.
How do I fill out this information? How do I share this concept with the other side? How do I get the financial information? How do I complete this by the right deadline? They're basically the liaison. The way I would explain is they're helping the client get through the procedural steps they need to get divorced. They're the ones making sure that the clients meet the deadlines, saying, hey, we need your response because I've got to make sure this is filed with the court by such and such a date.
Sure. I think that makes perfect sense. I also think that, you know, often after an initial consultation or after a client comes in to retain our services, we'll send them home with some forms. When they call up and they have questions about, oh, I don't know what to put on line 45B, often it's going to be Kristen or Christine or Melissa who answer those questions. Actually, I want to make a note here. Kristen and Christine are two different people. This is very, very important. We get into trouble. I guess the last group of people that I wanted to mention here then, of course, are the attorneys. That would be you and our associates. And of course, Kristen, I know that you're familiar with every case in our firm. But also, Kristen is in court often, in meetings often, occupied a lot of the time. So when a client calls up and they have questions about their case, we want to be sure that Kristen isn't the only person who knows what's going on in a given case. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. For me, what the most important thing is for my clients is to make sure that there's somebody there for them as often as possible. And I am only one person. I cannot be everywhere at once. I cannot possibly be there for 100 people at the same time. But that's why we have a team. That's why there's a group of family law professionals there to help you through your divorce, through your child custody issue, to answer those questions in an emergency. Because the last thing I want for my clients is to call up with a genuine emergency and I'm unavailable because I'm in a trial and I absolutely cannot be pulled out of that trial because the judge isn't going to let me. What we do at our firm, and this is very specific to our firm, is we make sure there is a paralegal and an associate attorney who knows the case inside and out. Make sure that the client's familiar with these individuals, make sure that the client has a good working relationship with these individuals, and understand that in the background, we are discussing the cases, we are meeting, we are figuring out and strategizing what is best for this client. One of the big things is communication in our office, and that's something that I stress all the time. We need to keep each other informed on what's going on with the cases. We keep extensive notes. Again, all of this is in the background. Our clients don't know this, but in our daily staff meetings, we talk about what's going on with any one particular case. And it's not because we want 20 people to know what's going on with this one person's case. What we want to make sure is to make sure that we're up to date with what's going on with the case at any given time so that in my absence or in, let's say, your absence, the client's going to be taken care of. And that's really my focus point, is make sure that the client has access to legal representation as often as possible.
Sure, absolutely. I wanted to add to that that every morning we have an office meeting where we run through all the currently open cases. We talk about deadlines. We want to make sure that certainly Kristen, the associate, and the paralegal working on a case are all up to speed. But beyond that, we actually want to make sure that everyone in the office has some idea of what's going on. There are times when a client will call up and they have questions that are legal questions, that's legal advice, but maybe it's not specific to their case. In that case, you know, we can get the call to another attorney, you know, someone who knows the law, but maybe isn't as familiar with their case. The goal all the time is to make sure that any client questions get answered as quickly and accurately as possible anytime the client calls in.
Yes, exactly. I use the analogy to the staff all the time. If you got hit with the bus, Can somebody else pick up the file and proceed as if there was no interruption whatsoever? And that's what we're striving for, is uninterrupted legal service.
Great. Well, I think that that's a pretty good process. Thank you very much. My name is Joshua Clark. I'm here with Kristen of KristenLowLaw.com. You can find us online at KristenLowLaw.com or feel free to call us. Telephone number here is 925-215-1388. We look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye-bye.